I would like to read his message for you, which we received just a few days before we came down here, so without any further comment at this time I will quote the message from Dragon of Venus. Often the revised facts of Earth's history come to our attention, for the credibility of the human mind is filled with much misrepresentations. As our sciences developed on Venus, we were able to devise machines capable of picking up the past actions of history and by a series of transformers create the scenes and sounds of unforgotten history. Many scenes that have been completed on planet Earth have been viewed, and it is with understanding that we realize the means of recording for Earthmen were inadequate. Barriers of language and habits prevent the interpreters of knowing what ancient men meant by his words and phrases which he left as a record of his deeds and actions. Languages that have long since ceased being spoken or learned create much of the present man's difficulty in comprehending what his ancestors meant by certain symbols and figures. The present stage of man cannot possibly know what was in the thoughts of the ancient man, who left as a record chipped symbols and signs upon rock and marble. The dead languages of the past create the insurmountable barrier, for it was thus the purpose and plan of the Creator to prevent the understanding of certain tribes. When the decree was given to have the tribes split and the languages differ upon Earth, it was for the purpose of veiling the darkness from the untrained mind of the evolving souls living on Earth. Thus the sealing up of ignorance and the fallen angels began. As history proceeded, the degrees of those possessing the wisdom of darkness grew until they recorded much false history that glorified their deeds. The sons and daughters of man had learned the wisdom of entering heaven, but falsely used the illumination they gained, and instead of living according to the proper laws, they built and obtained material creations to satisfy their boats. Thus the spiritual advancement of man was prevented from properly developing, and the degree of severance and chaotic though filled the earth. Much time passed before this was completed, for it was from Venus that the messengers came to start these changes. Changes came and flooded the earth, and the separation of people began. Through these many years the Greek civilization came and passed, leaving its imprint with the only means of communication known then. But those of different language found they could not comprehend what the ultimate motive for certain symbols was, and as the vast civilization of the Greeks fell into obscurity, so, too, did the true meaning of their records. Roman history came also and then left, along with the Egyptian rulers and people, but none of this history is known today in its true sense. The language barriers are definite and profoundly confusing to the minds of man who tries to surmount them. Earthman was thus protected from himself by this severance of language, for the wisdom of some historical periods and people would have been destructive. Those people who came to Earth, being sent by the Creator in his wisdom, served to prolong the advancement of man and his material creations, for it was known that Earthman could create anything then that his imagination would reveal. Earthman had reached an evolutionary cycle where he responded to the intellectual flash of creation that was born from his mind. He could see mental images of vast material creations inspired by the elevation of his thoughts, and in disobedience to his spiritual growth he sought to satisfy this and create similar effects. Knowing the effects this would have upon the development of his mind, the messengers of Venus came to prevent the destructibility of man. The true Creator was no longer exemplified in man's mind, for it became filled with the material wonders devised in his imagination. The centuries of advancements that Venus had, before Earth knew the trend of man's feet, placed her people in a position to see the evil that Earth was committing. Those wicked people who, during the rise of Earth's own civilizations, had been cast down to Earth, were creating monarchies of slavery of Earthman. This time in Earth's history was during the Atlantean period, and the separation of Earthman's minds was decreed to take place. Those from Venus came, and gave warning to the faithful of Earth, who, unlike the other Atlanteans, followed the laws of the Most High. The story of a man called Noah, in your holy book, was one of the faithful who survived this cleansing of Earth. Those unfaithful of Earth who followed the fallen angels were deprived of their powers to control by the division of the universal tongue. No longer could one language be understood by another, for the different ones of faith who were saved created various dialects and interpretations at the guidance of the messengers. As a means of preserving their might and power, the Atlanteans wrote upon stone tablets and inlaid their writings in marble slabs, thinking men in the future would look upon his recordings and wonder at their power. Now, their magnificent temples and homes lay beneath the ocean in obscurity, lost ever to the minds of man. The tongues of the earth are many and varied, for not even two people of the same tongue use exactly the same phrases. It is possible for those of the same tongue to understand each other's ideas and words, but when one interprets the language of another into their language, some of the true meaning is lost. This is the diversion of the tribes of man as decreed by the Creator. In the age of the Atlanteans, the evils of Earth were multiplied by the evil ones who fled from the exploded planet called Lucifer, and who created the same evil on Earth as they had created on their planet. False worships grew and multiplied on Earth at their direction, and the fallen angels of Lucifer lead astray many of Earth's inhabitants. Seeing this, the wise ones of Venus came to Earth in their craft. Earthmen called these craft fiery chariots, and the wheel inside a wheel, other names given to the craft of Venus by Earthmen has been a cloud. The years of Atlantis were spent by a growth of intelligent comprehension in man, and it was through this growth that man's eyes became open to the evils around him. He no longer lived in a world of innocence and obedience, but the people began to follow the evil influences that the fallen ones of heaven had brought with them. Earth was then polluted, and as a new cycle of change in the heavens began, the wise ones of Venus came to Earth to warn all to repent, but many did not follow their guidance. Being wholly instructed by the Most High Council, the Venusians who came to Earth told the faithful to leave for certain areas, and thus the Bible tells of only the one story of a man called Noah, who with his family built a means of sustaining the change which was to come to Earth. The wicked and evil ones died in the axis change and cataclysms that occurred, while the faithful were saved by proper warning according to the order of the Most High. Again now, we watch Earth follow the path of Atlantis. Terrible releasing of energy in bombs is creating your Earth into a place of dissolution. Plants and animals are being scourged by it, and soon even the water will become undrinkable due to the radioactivity of these bomb releases. Our help can only come after a certain length of time has lapsed from the one cataclysm to the next. We can offer our warnings, and guide those who are faithful to certain areas, but we cannot ourselves move to stop the tests of the bombs. Earthman brings upon himself unnecessary tribulation. The question of another major war is asked many times by Earth people, and we say that there must not be another war. The truth in your holy book will come to pass, for we see again the evil works Earth does, and the Most High Council can rule at any time upon the necessary actions. We repeat, we cannot intervene in your bomb tests, for the will of Earthman must be fulfilled, so, too, must the law, and if such evil actions of man do not change, we will lift the chosen people to watch from afar the rest of Earth's woes. Let those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Signed, Tregon of Venus. I have a few comments to make concerning this message from Tregon of Venus, for I was very much interested in knowing of the rise of Earth's earlier civilizations, particularly the Atlantean. Many people have asked us of this phase in Earth's history, and so it was natural that we would prefer to obtain the Space Brothers' opinion. So many really important facts are contained in Tregon's words that I would like to draw your attention to a few in particular. At the first of his message he said, "The human mind is filled with much misrepresentation." Then he went on to say how false history is accredited to this misrepresentation, and he explained why this came about. We all know that much of the facts in our history books are based only on a few records, and that these could have been hurriedly and falsely written or transcribed. The plain truth that any of the ancient languages cannot be completely understood today is due to the fact that the human mind is divided in its wisdom, and that certain knowledge then does not prevail today. Therefore, the present mind cannot possibly understand all the phrases and written symbols that the ancients tried to reveal in their records. Our explorers and archaeologists are now finding and uncovering strange records and symbols that they cannot decipher. A language of symbols was the only way to record the universal tongue. The people of ancient Atlantis spoke the universal tongue, and as we recall in the message of Aaron, he said that due to evil acts the people and tribes of Atlantis were split, and I quote his words. It was thus the purpose and plan of the Creator to prevent the understanding of certain tribes. We learned that the fallen angels were the beings who lived on the planet Lucifer, that once was in an orbit between Mars and Jupiter, and that these evil beings fell to Earth after refusing to accept the word of the Most High Council. We can understand why these beings were considered as angels and why they are considered as falling from heaven to Earth. At the time of Atlantis, the beings upon the planet Lucifer were extremely advanced and possessed spaceflight and wisdom that Earth man does not yet even know. They were thus advanced far beyond the modern man of Earth, and were indeed possessors of rare wisdom. Their fall occurred when they disobeyed the Most High and continued with devastating experiments that caused their planet to be exploded. Thus cast out by the Most High and the other angels, they descended to Earth, where they were forced to rebuild and start anew. They had lost a vast and beauteous planet, and thus fell to the early civilizations that Earth possessed at that time. They continued their evil on Atlantis, and when the angels in heaven saw this, they were commanded by the Most High to cause this to cease by scattering the people and dividing the language, so the evil ideas of the Fatten Ones would not be understood. When the messengers from Venus arrived to start the work of the Most High, Tregon tells us that the sealing up of ignorance and fallen angels began. Since the space people of Venus did instruct and guide the faithful people of Earth to sacred places where they would be safe when certain changes took place, we know that they will again do this at the proper time. Our scientists know that there are cycles of activity that Earth passes through, and Tregon also said in his message that as a new cycle of change in the heavens began, the wise ones of Venus came to Earth to warn all to repent. The people of Venus knew of the inevitable axis change that was to bring a flood and cataclysms to Earth. The faithful were warned, and only those who were full of obedience to the Most High received the warnings and instructions. Thus Earth was cleansed, and the evil ones with their records and language sank with Atlantis and other continents, while the faithful were saved. We find the space people are now prepared to again warn those who are faithful and to show them sacred ground to go to, also to lift them from the face of Earth itself and protect them from the radioactivity and evil of those who do not follow the laws of the Most High. Our space brother has said, "Let those who have ears to hear, let them hear." Tregon has told us that the evil of Earth will continue until the planets and oceans are radioactive unless Earth man puts a stop to this evil. The space people cannot intervene, nor cause all the A and H bombs to become inactive, for they, too, are held in a certain status until the time comes when then Most High issues a decree of action for Earth. No doubt they have the wisdom and means of making all the storage of bombs inactive, but they will not nor cannot interfere unless the order is given by the Most High. The brothers have told us before that the evil ones of Atlantis were experimenting with such energy releases that our scientists are playing with today in the A&H bomb experiments, and that due to this they brought about the axis change more quickly than the natural change would have been. He has told us the tribulations of Earth could be brought about too quickly, for an axis change is coming, and if left unhampered it will be natural and slow, but if the explosion of bombs continues it could bring about this axis change too quickly and cause cataclysms. Many times the enthusiast asks us, why don't the space people just come down and take over? Earth would be better off. But Dragon has answered that question. And until Earth is again ready for the natural axis change, they will only issue warnings and perhaps take the faithful up to the far heavens, where they will wait the final cleansing of Earth's surface. The problem of flying saucers has become very deeply interwoven with the fate of Earth, and none who investigates the phenomena can come out of it without sensing the complexity of the solution. No one can give a definite account of all the space people's purposes, but we can share the information we do get and piece together the intricate puzzle of what they are, why they come to Earth. and how Earth is being benefited by them. To the faithful who keep the laws of the Most High, we can only phrase the words that so often come to our minds. Rejoice, and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your time. End. This was audiobook of Angels in Starships.